question. What are the things in your life that make you happy? The things that make your heart sing and your spirit soar? What are the things that you value most in your life? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. Over the years, there have been some incredible advances in technology. Back when I was doing my first IT degree in the late 1970s, we used paper tape and punch cards on this massive computer that took up a whole room. Today, I have a smartphone in my hand that has 2 billion times the storage capacity of that computer back in the day. In the early 2000s, I was having dinner with a tech guru in the US, and I remember him saying, you know, pretty soon we'll be able to store everything on nothing. Well, I think we're pretty much there. But with all those advances in technology, are we any happier? Are our lives any richer? Do those things make our hearts sing and our spirits soar? It seems to me that if we spend life chasing after those things, it's like spending everything on nothing. Deep inside, when all is said and done, we want life, real life, a future, a hope, an eternity. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verses 18 and 19. Tell those who are rich to do good, to be rich in good works, and tell them they should be happy to give and ready to share. By doing this, they will be saving up a treasure for themselves, and that treasure will be a strong foundation on which their future life will be built. They will be able to have the life that is true life. You can have everything that this world has to offer and yet have nothing. Or you can hang on to what you have loosely, share it, and have real life. That's God's word, fresh for you today. Makes you think, doesn't it? And that's the thing with God's word, it makes you think. It helps you to see your life, your circumstances, your struggles, your priorities through His eyes. And that's a good thing, a very good thing. So if you'd like to go a bit deeper, I want to encourage you to stop by at ChristianityWorks.com, and right there on the homepage, you'll see This Week on TV. You can watch this week's half-hour television message for some more in-depth teaching straight out of God's Word. Again, that's ChristianityWorks.com.